All right, so today on Ghost Bros, we're going to be continuing our county ghost stories for Alabama. I didn't think Alabama had that many counties, but here we are doing a part three of it, you know? I mean, I guess, you know, whatever.
It's probably going to go into a part four.
It's maybe part five. I mean, there's 67. I imagine we only do about five or six an episode, honestly.
I don't know. I feel like we get a little bit more than that.
Yeah, yeah. But also today with us on Ghost Bros, we got a special guest, referee Shawn Michaels.
Nice to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, we got our boy Sawyer over here, and me and Sawyer go way back, and I think him and Dalton, you know, have had some encounters, and he didn't have any encounters with Brennan, but you know,
yeah.
We're creating those right now. That's the encounter itself is today. So, me and Saul used to make these videos called Paranormal Police, and it was good, man. There's some hood classics, you know
top
what I'm saying?
Content.
Yeah, hood classics. That's all it is right there. But I might put the link for y'all to check those out. They're pretty good.
It's Cliff Bangers on YouTube for anyone that wants to see.
Yeah, Cliff Bangers Productions, and we thought about getting it started back up, but. You know, I'm like 2.5-3 hours away. And, you know, it just may not work on the videos. We don't know yet. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the future. We might can make holograms and shit one day. You never know.
There's one guy that still comments every now and then on the newest video saying, when's the new one going to be? So shout out to that guy for being our biggest fan.
Yeah, yeah. We need to put a link in the comment section so he knows that there's a podcast now. But yeah, so fuck it. I guess we're going to go ahead and get started with this and hopefully get these counties out the way. Not many. I mean, I'm not in a hurry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to act like I'm in a hurry, but I just don't like Alabama. I live in Alabama. I see this shit every day. I don't want to hear about it fucking 6 episodes in a row, you know?
Oh, no. I think it's pretty cool to hear, like, ghost stories and shit. In your hometown and whatnot, even though it was the fucking jailhouse, I thought it'd be something different.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like it's Ontario up in West Block, and that's a scary fucking place, man.
I actually have never heard like anyone talk about that other than like people from Bibb County.
What's that?
That cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery in West Block.
Well, I would like to go there one day. Maybe we'll do like a live stream, like Halloween special or some shit.
Isn't there like a building in Uptown Centerville that has like a face and a window or something?
Oh, I think it's a prison.
Yeah.
I thought that was the courthouse, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Courthouse.
I don't know. It might be both.
Is that the one where, like, apparently like they change the window out every year and it's still there or some shit?
It might be.
I think, but we've read like 3 of those stories on this list alone.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all a crock, you know? Maybe. But who knows? All right, so we left off last at Fayette County, so we're just going to jump into Franklin County. So it's at Dismal's Canyon and Phil Campbell. This gorgeous natural site is said to be haunted by the spirits of outlaws who once hid there. The canyon's proximity to the Natchez Trace, which was known as the Devil's Backbone, made it a choice hideout for many outlaws who robbed and murdered travelers along the trace. Jesse James is rumored to have holed up in the canyon. Jesse was thought to be in the area when his brother Frank was accused of robbery of a United States Army Corps of Engineers payroll in Muscle Shoals in 1881. After a sensational trial in Huntsville in 1884, like motherfuckers in jury, like, God damn, that's a good ass trial right here. These motherfuckers know that they got a big time lawyer. let's see. In Huntsville in 1884, 2 years after Jesse had been shot to death. Frank was acquitted of that crime. Before that period, the canyon was used as a holding pen of Indians who were removed from their land. Huh. Pretty weird.
No, I actually had no clue all that happened in Alabama.
I didn't either. That's actually a lot of fucking history. I mean, I just learned something. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Damn sure did.
The picture looks like some shit out of a painting. Like, looks like it's not even real.
Looks like a screensaver, like on an old like computer. Like a Windows 7 screensaver. All right, so let's see. Now we got Geneva County, the hanging tree in Geneva. Let's see. A massive oak at the junction of the P and Choctahatchee River is known as the I don't know if I'm saying that right, but we're just going to act like I am.
We've butchered like all of these names.
I'm so surprised. There's so much shit in Alabama. I don't know how to pronounce it all.
Yeah.
Oh man, but Choctahatchee Rivers is known as the Constitution Oak and is one of the largest in the state. According to legend, the site is haunted by spirits of numerous people hung from the limbs of the tree, and its 200 to 300 year history. So that's a pretty weird tree. Like I can imagine somebody getting hung from that tree.
Yeah, you could fit like 500 people on that tree.
Like you could have left their bodies and they'd still like still be a little bit more room, you know? Yeah, you'd have some room to put a few more people up there. But shit. Well, that was Geneva County.
Creepy. <yeah. laughs>
Fucking just go there, just somebody's like just some I mean, don't get offended anybody. Like some blue haired and teeth of people like, oh, this fucked up. We need to go there and do something about it. And they put some goddamn weed killer on the roots. And then it's like a fucking black hole, like some shit you see off like what's that movie? Oh, Poltergeist. You know, right. Like the whole shit was like sucking up, like the whole house like got sucked up in that little portal.
Yeah.
All these fucking souls just run out. That'd be a sight to see right there, boys. All right, so now we're going to Greene County, and we're in Kirkwood Manor in Utah. That's Utah. Sorry, boys. I've been there before. It didn't click in my head. We fish out there in Utah. It's pretty cool. There's this dam out there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
And you go on these big-ass rocks, and they hurt like a bitch, and they'll sit out there for like fucking hours. I'm like, honestly, boys, I can't even get drunk, but you guys are still fishing. It's been 8 hours, you know? I like fishing, but not for 8 hours.
Fuck that.
We always go up to Utah to get like a big-ass 10-pound sack of crawfish.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. We go there and get 10 pounds of marijuana. And... Sometimes we have it. We go 5 pounds Mary and then 5 pounds Crystal and come back home and have a good time.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. We got the Kirkwood Manor in Utah. Local lore says that this 1857 mansion built by cotton broker Foster Kirksky is haunted by the spirit of a woman who died on the property. In 1909, Kirksky's wheelchair-bound daughter, Margareta Eliza, who was 29 years old, fell from the second-floor balcony. She is said to have died instantly.
Wait. Did you say wheelchair-bound?
Hold on. There's an edit right here, like an asterisk. Updated at 1 p.m. after the owner of the home previously mentioned said the details were incorrect and there is no legend surrounding this home. That sounds like you're trying to cover something up, motherfucker. Cover up, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say. Shit in. Yeah, it said the girl was wheelchair bound, but she fell from the second floor balcony. Right.
Yeah, how'd she make it up there? Yeah,
over the fucking railing or some shit.
Yeah,
you might have picked her ass.
Oh, I fell. Oh no.
Watched a little too much Peter Pan. Believed a little too much. That's weird that they like updated that and it says they said there's no legend surrounding this home. That's weird. Like, why would you say that?
Somebody throw their ass over the fucking railing.
Yeah, that's probably the murderer. Whoever called that in was the murderer. I had to guess. But, I was going to say, like, some of these names are fucking weird, dude. Foster Kirksky.
I thought her name was Margareta Eliza at first.
Yeah. Margareta? Is it Margareta or Margarita?
It's Retta.
Retta. You know, let's just point out the obvious here. Sawyer is a strange name itself. Not strange as in like, oh, it's weird, but like, you know, it's cool, you know?
Yeah, there's like two ways to pronounce it. Some people say Sawyer and some are Sawyer.
Oh, man, that sounds like the Canadian way to say it.
I say Sawyer because I imagine like a saw, you know, like.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be because that's what my dad named me after was he cuts down trees, you know. My brother's Blade.
Yeah, your brother's name is Blade. Yeah, he's Wesley Snipes.
He's fucking vampire hunter. Yeah. I wish I got the cool name. I guess Sawyer's all right.
Well, Blade kind of, I don't know, man. I mean, when you think about Blade, you think about, I'm not going to say any names here. I know they're not listening to the podcast, so I guess I could if I really wanted. But you think about somebody going in for a job interview and their email is like, Fear Blade.
It's like a right protagonist name.
Yeah. I mean, you just think like somebody's like, if they just piss you off or something, they're going to come to work with a katana and fuck somebody up. You know? I'm not calling any names, though. I think you guys know who's got that email. But
they're fucking Ethod on Twitch. They got a defender off.
Fear Blade sounds familiar. I think I know who that might be, actually.
You know who it is. Yeah. Very near and dear to my heart, but it's true.
Love that guy.
Yeah, I like him too.
This podcast, he won't listen to another one, I'm just telling you.
If he hears it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't listened to any of them, so.
I mean, how many have we got? Like 7 or 8 now, and he hasn't even listened to one.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
What a face.
And we're out here putting fucking hood classic after hood classic out. Nobody fucking, none of our family's listening to them.
Yeah, I really like the clickbait titles. Those are funny.
Yeah, clickbait's the best. That's how you're supposed to do it. Me and Sawyer was pretty good at those when we did the YouTube channel. We always had some good clickbait titles. Some good thumbnails. But, all right, now we're going to Hale County. That is where my cousin resides now. He lives right out there, and I've been to Hale County many a times to go down to old Lake Payne. I don't know if you boys ever been there.
Yeah.
So I know where the
water is. Probably full of leeches.
Yeah, I don't go swim there, but I damn sure go there and drink some beer and just hang out, you know. But
yeah.
So we got the Whatley House over in Hale County. So the J.W. Whatley home no longer stands. It is shown above in 1936. You guys can't see that. So I apologize for reading that. Teasing the fuck out of you guys, huh? But legend says the site is still haunted. The home was reportedly built atop old slave quarters and a cemetery. People report hearing strange noises and seeing apparitions at the site.
It kind of looks like that house from that road that Steven lives on.
Yeah, but that's all... I think that's still technically Bibb County, ain't it? And then once you get out from there, you'd be in like, I don't know. But yeah, that's.
Is it Heiberger or?
Yeah, Harrisburg, yeah.
Harrisburg, yeah.
But let's see. So now what we got next is Henry County. Okay, and this is a little story I was telling you boys, and we just couldn't do a whole episode on it. It's more than likely just a tall tale anyway. It's like a, you know, urban legend kind of thing. But it's over in Henry County. It's Huggin' Molly of, is that Ab? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. Is it that place Abbeville? Where the whole fucking town is based off of that legend?
Yeah, basically, like, they market the shit out of their town off of that little
legend. Yeah.
Like that, their sign even has a little picture of it as you go in, like the welcome sign.
Yeah,
so yeah. They're trying to bring some folks over there, apparently. But they don't got a plug. They didn't pay for a plug. So, all right. But we got Huggin' Molly of, I'm just gonna say Abbeville. Legend claims a phantom woman would appear to children, but only at night. She would squeeze them tightly, then scream in their ears. She never harmed them, other than perhaps causing some ringing in their ears and some broken ribs. The figure was...
never harmed them, but goddamn, she fuck them up with them left and right.
Squeeze the shit out of them.
The body shots, man, fucking them up.
So, the figure was as much as 7 feet tall, wearing dark clothing and a wide-brimmed hat. One version of the story claims Molly was the ghost of a woman who had lost an infant who dealt with the tragedy by hugging local children. Tales of hugging Molly also can be found in Louisiana and Florida, with variations. Hugging Molly's restaurant, we're not going to read that. I did not pay for the plug. Sorry. All right. So now we're going to Houston County. This is going to be Bella's, Dothan. Dothan would be the city, but it says Bella's. Apostrophe S, that shows possession. All right, so the, how do you say that? The Penny Building is a 31,000 square foot structure in downtown Dothan. It is also known as the Colby Building. According to the Dothan Eagle, employees noticed strange sights in Bella's and Colby's restaurant on the lower floors, including lights turning off and on by themselves and dishes crashing to the floor. The activity is reportedly caused by the spirit of a woman who died on the top floor in the 1950s.
And this place does look kind of creepy.
It does. I mean, it looks cracked out, you know.
It's like it looks like a bar. Nice.
Yeah, it looks like a bar. Yeah. I mean, it looks nice, though. Like in a weird way, like a weird, kind of like a nostalgic, like.
Yeah.
Like a time machine kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. So, just moving along here. Like I said, we're not in a big hurry, guys, but none of these stories really stand out to me.
I
don't know about you guys.
Best one so far.
Okay. Let's see. So now we got Jackson County, Union Cemetery in Woodville. This cemetery, established in 1834, is said to be haunted by the spirits of Confederate and Union soldiers. That is it. Wow. How long did it take you to think of that one?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like we get more than five in each episode. So,
I mean, we do, but it's like it's slow but sure, you know, like.
Yeah.
But apparently, that's the Union Cemetery in Woodville in Jackson County. If you want to see some spirits of Confederate and Union soldiers, you might want to go there. All right. So now we got Jefferson County. I've been there a few times.
I work there every fucking day, man.
Yeah. Think of the memories, man. But we got the Bass Cemetery in Irondale. Although the haunting of Sloss Furnace is often repeated, legends surrounding Bass Cemetery in Irondale are definitely the spookiest. Bass Cemetery is located off a dirt road in the woods. People report hearing maniacal screaming, among other reported paranormal activity. He's just sitting there looking at us menacingly.
Dude, this one is literally just a Ouija board in the grass.
Yeah, that's good clickbait, buddy.
My thing is, yeah. It's like they say, okay, well, Sloss Furnace is often repeated, but then they're like, now the cemetery is definitely creepier. It says that it has paranormal activity, but Sloss Furnace, like one of the CEOs, or I can't remember who he was, boss man, they threw him off into the fucking furnace. And shit like that, like, and it's also very haunted. So I'm very confused on why they chose this random cemetery and not Sloss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I've never heard of Bass Cemetery, but I'm sure like everybody in fucking Alabama has heard of Sloss Furnace.
Well, I'll put it to you this way: I mean, just about any fucking town in Jefferson County is probably haunted as fuck. I mean, that's almost the murder capital of Alabama.
Yeah.
I think Montgomery is the murder capital.
Very.
But, yeah, Sloss is, I mean, I guess we could kind of break that down and explain it a little bit since we've been talking about it. As far as I know, it's where they made, like, iron and shit. You know, it's like, it's like Brennan said, a couple crazy shit happened, a lot of accidents happened. You know, it was back before you had OSHA and OSHA violations. You didn't have the state man walking around saying, "What you doing, boy? Where's your people?"
Yeah.
I will say I've been there.
Lost Furnace is probably the reason we do have OSHA now. So
yes, it was really bad.
I mean, I've been there a few times, and I don't know if y'all ever heard, but there's a saying that you know, like demons, if they're around you, you'll smell sulfur.
Yeah.
Well, no bullshit. Like, if you walk through this Lost Furnace, it'll start smelling sulfur.
But don't you use sulfur in the process of like forging iron?
Yeah, but I mean, the place hasn't been active in years, so why would there still be sulfur there?
But I mean, yeah, it's
I mean, running on the clock 24/7 for, you know, a couple of decades, pretty I'm sure like would release some remnants.
So it's gonna smell like sulfur.
Sulfur smells like eggs, doesn't it, or farts or some shit?
Yeah. It smells like
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, it smells like ass.
Could just be farting a lot.
Yeah,
true. True. Shitting themselves in the haunted
people
place.
People just scared. They got the nervous part.
Yeah, they
got
the nervous part. That's good.
Yeah, but Sloss is pretty. It's pretty fucked up. The stories, anyways. I mean, they've been there on quite a few shows. I'm not gonna say any names, but they've been on some shows, and like you probably go on YouTube, find some shit, and find a little bit more about it. They do run a haunted attraction every year as well. But so yeah. And
people have also died at that attraction.
How'd they die at the attraction?
A heart attack.
I mean, I've been there. It wasn't that goddamn scary to me.
Yeah, but there are some like, you know, old people that'll show up.
Well, why are they showing up?
And they want to get scared, they wanna have a heart attack, dude.
Hell of a way.
I filed for disability and they turned me down. Fuck Alabama.
Get scared, shit your pants, have a heart attack. Fucking good time.
Yeah, they sit there. They're like, yeah, I just lost my case in disability court. So I'm going to go have this heart attack. So I can get me a check. They show up, like, you having a good time? So yeah, I'm ready. Ready for the ambulance. But, let's see. I gotta get back in there and let's see. All right, so now we're in Lamar County at Sandlin Cemetery in Soligent. So, legend says the face of a woman appears on a tombstone in Sandlin Cemetery.
Wait, didn't we do a story like this already?
We did one where this guy would he would take a mold of people's faces and use that mold on their tombstone. And when he died, okay, this woman could be seen praying over his grave after she died.
Oh, okay.
So that was that. That's that one you're thinking about. It's thought to be the face of Sarah Cottrell, wife of Thomas Cottrell, who disappeared in 1904. The face appeared on the grave of Thomas' second wife, Mary Jane Cottrell. So his first wife's face. Wait, what?
That's weird.
So was Sarah the first wife, the third wife, or what?
Yeah, it could be the third.
So Sarah's just posted up on his ex-old lady's tombstone like, bitch, I won. Like, he died when he married me. I don't, that's kind of weird. Who knows? So now we got Lauderdale County. We got Sweetwater Plantation in Florence. So we got General John Braun, a veteran of the War of 1812, began construction on Sweetwater Plantation in the 1830s. It was named for nearby Sweetwater Creek. The home was completed in 1835 by Robert Patton, the actor.
That shit sounds familiar.
Robert Patton. No, is that Robert, an actor, Brennan?
No, but, that's Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. Okay, so Braun's son-in-law and former Alabama governor was Robert Patton, I guess. According to legend, many apparitions haunt the house, At one point, a caretaker claimed to have seen a coffin in one of the rooms set up as if for a wake. The image of a Confederate soldier appeared inside, which meant it may have been the ghost of one of Patton's sons. Huh. Interesting.
Those look kind of cool.
Yeah, it does. So. It's I see a big old no trespassing sign on there.
Pretty spooky.
Yeah. They sell those at Home Depot and Lowe's. You see what I did there?
Top notch comedy.
He got him. I used to work for Home Depot. That's a terrible fucking company to work for. Don't ever work there. Hell, I make more doing this podcast than I did at Home Depot. Shit. So we got Lawrence County, Aunt Jenny Johnson in the Bankhead Forest.
What the fuck?
Aunt Jenny Brooks Johnson. Goddamn, how much longer are you gonna make a fucking name? Just add something else on there. The third. I mean, the General Sergeant Aunt Jenny Brooks Johnson the third. Shona Bowles was a real mountain woman whose son became outlaws. During the Civil War, her husband and oldest son were reportedly murdered by members of the Home Guard because the son refused to join the army. According to legend, Jenny and her remaining son set out to get revenge one by one. The boys killed anyone involved in the deaths of their family. People claim that her ghost still haunts her Bankhead Forest property, angry at anyone who trespasses. Now, that's a pretty good story.
That'd be pretty good.
That one's pretty dope right there. I ain't gonna lie.
It kind of sounds like, do you ever watch that movie? I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it was about Jesse James and, like, how it came to be. Like, the railroad showed up on their property and kept offering money, and they kept saying no, and finally they killed his mom or some shit like that. So him and his brothers and all them started robbing banks and shit.
I don't think I've ever seen that. No,
it's got old what's his name in it? Fuck, played in the newest Total Recall, I think, or
ain't it Ben?
What'd you say, Sawyer?
I said, isn't it Ben Affleck's brother that was in that movie?
I'm not sure. Have you ever seen the newest Fright Night movie?
The vampire movie?
Yeah, the guy that was the vampire. It was him.
Dude, he was Total Recall, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember his fucking name.
Yeah, I really only remember him from Fright Night.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at least we got
the name is Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Will Farrell's cousin. Okay,
and I'm looking up the movie here right now. It is American Outlaw.
Yeah,
American Outlaw. Okay, yeah, I might have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a pretty damn good movie.
Okay, but I always check out what people recommend me. Always.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I'll get around to it one of these days. So let's see. We got Lee County, Auburn University Chapel. What is now a non-denominational chapel was built in 1850 as a Presbyterian church. It was used during the Civil War as a hospital. The tale of its resident ghost, a Confederate soldier named Sidney Grimmett, who died there.
Was Sidney?
Yes.
Fucking bag.
Now, again, look, disclaimer, guys. We love gay people. We really do. It's not a joke. If you're gay, that's cool with us. I ain't got a problem with that. And we just do a little trolling over here. Just a little trolling. So let's see. Who died there is the most popular ghost story on campus. After Old Main burned in 1887, the chapel was used for classrooms until Samford Hall was built in the 1900s. It was used as a YMCA and later as the college drama department's theater. Some people claim Sydney's ghost followed the drama student to the Telfair Pete Theater when in the 1970s. So we got a traveling ghost whose name is Sidney.
Yeah, that's strange. Who knows how the fucking the ghost world works? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're not there yet. I mean, we will one day, you know.
We'll update the podcast whenever we die and become ghosts. I'll let you know how it really is.
I think we should all leave some pretty detailed instructions in our wills. And if we ever die, it has to be – so. If any of us are still alive, we have to try to get like a ham radio or a fucking spirit box and try to contact the other as they're dead. And see if we can get the other person on the other side and see what's really going on, you know?
As if we don't have like Alzheimer's by then or something.
Well, see, I wonder what – well, I mean, who said we're going to die old, man? We could be young.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Crash. You could be a you just fall on a soap bottle in the shower. You can – I mean, there's thousand ways to die, man. Seriously. So
– seems like somebody should make a TV show about that.
Yeah. We should probably look into that. all right, so now we're going to Limestone County. McCandless Hall, Athens State University. Athens State was founded in 1822 as the Athens Female Academy, making the oldest higher learning institute in the state and the first. Hold on, what the hell am I reading? The hell did I get that from? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It's the Fappening Boys. Burn, burn, burn. We had a Fappening in a couple episodes. I figured we could have one this one. In case you don't know, sorry, the Fappening is just when we were talking about this one ghost that apparently raped this girl. And,
yeah.
Was that our first episode?
Yeah, that was the first episode. And we.
I heard the first one.
And I acted like the ghost, like, was, you know, trying to rape me and, like, clapping my cheeks and, you know, the fapping and the, you know, that. But, so I try to include a couple fappenings here and there, see what happens. All right, so Athens State was founded in 1822 as the Athens Female Academy, making it the oldest higher learning institute in the state. It has several ghost legends, but the tale of Abigail Burns is the most popular. McCandless Hall Auditorium, which opened in 1914, is said to be haunted by the spirit of Abigail Burns, an opera singer. According to legend, Burns performed at the building's opening night and was carrying a bouquet of roses as she boarded her carriage to return.
Okay, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. You don't want to talk about. You don't want it when you. Can't. You call tortillas, you say tortillas.
Yeah, at least fuck out of here. Okay, motherfucker.
I like to go eat at the buffet myself.
After I get motherfucker, home motherfucker heard, you heard Margaritaville, and you said, "Hey, I like that Margaritaville song by Jimmy Buffet." Oh, God. Yeah, fuck you guys. I didn't even graduate.
Neither did I.
Now, how did you say that word?
Bouquet.
Bouquet, okay. It don't look like it. Bouquet of roses as she boarded her carriage to return to her hotel in Huntsville. It was a stormy night, and her carriage flipped, killing Burns. Her spirit reportedly haunts McCandless because she has told her audience she would return, and is still a major cause in the empowerment for women. I just added that in there. I thought that was a cool one. Right off into the sunset kind of moment right there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Get some feminist listen podcasts, get more listeners.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. It's like fucking just planting seeds, boys. That's all I'm doing. Oh, equal pay. Here you go. Come on. That's fucked up. I'm just playing, guys. I love women, too. I got a mom and a wife, and I told you everybody what he said, I promise. It's just, if you get offended by these jokes, this probably just ain't the podcast for you. I apologize.
Okay, well, I looked up this place, this fucking McCandless Hall, and one of the comments, like, people just talking about it, says, looks like it should be haunted. Just looks like it should be.
Just looks like it.
Yeah, like, just looks alone. It's haunted.
Good job, Brennan. You earned you a gold star on this one.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a shirt. I'll put that pen on you, buddy. I'm just playing. No, I appreciate that. I always appreciate the input, Brennan, the research. It adds depth to this podcast. It really does. So let's see. Now we got fucking Brennan. Now we got you good, buddy. I just can't believe how big a help you are.
It was more like joking about that person, you know, but damn.
No, it's funny because, like, you know, I do know there's people out there that's like, oh, I bet that place is haunted. I'm like, why you say that? It's like, it just looks like it. How does it fucking look haunted? I can tell you from experience, the ghosts I've seen are at places that don't look fucking haunted. And you never see ghosts when you want to see ghosts. They just come out when you're not fucking looking for them. Hey, Sawyer, hey, just because you're on, dude, I forgot. We should, have you ever had any paranormal encounters other than, you know, with the paranormal police?
I kind of had one once. It was me and about three or four other dudes hanging out back in high school. We would always, like, go walking in the woods and shit, basically looking for, like, creepy stuff. We'd go at, like, middle of the night or something and bring flashlights. And we made it to, like, a crossroads about a couple miles into the woods. And me and M, I guess I'll call him. I don't know if he wants to be mentioned. Me and M, we heard this laughing sound come from, like, deep in the woods. It sounded like, it was like, hee, 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 like that. Like a witch or something. Yeah, it could have been MJ. I don't know. I mean, he was dead at this time. But me and M, we both looked at each other with, like, wide eyes, and we both said, like, almost at the same time, did you hear that? But the other guys, they were, like, I guess a little bit farther away. They didn't hear it. They wouldn't believe us about it. But to this day, we still don't know what that fucking noise was. It sounded like an evil witch or some shit.
You know, I just thought about something. I don't know if we ever talked about it, but there's a road in Centerville that me and Dalton used to go down with Squad. And both times we went down that road, Dalton, like, said something along the lines of, you a bitch ghost or something like that. And both times, or, like, almost every time, Dalton said he'd go down there, he always gets a flat tire.
Every fucking time, dude.
Asshole ghost.
Yeah. Or, it is, like, I think it's part of a hunting club out there, too. So it's probably people just putting, like, boards with nails in it in, like, mud holes and just trying to get people to stop going out there.
Pretty clever.
Yeah.
Tearing up the road. Yeah, well, I mean, so that's I remember you telling me that story, Sawyer, and first thing that came to my head, I was like, yeah, this guy's fucking lying. I'm just
man. How old were y'all at the time, Sawyer?
Probably like 16 or maybe could have been like 15.
I don't know. I think that's a little out of range of Michael Jackson's preference. Could have been him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know, dude. You just don't know. But yeah, also Sawyer has a Sawyer's got a door at his house. I don't know what made me think about this, but he said this person, I'll just use his alias, Fearblade. He said, throw shit at his door and, like, knives and shit and fucking. Yeah. And he used to talk like, look, we get off top. We just gotta go. All right, let's see. We got.
I'd like to hear more about that story once we get done.
I'm not sure going with it really.
Wait, what's that?
I said I'm not sure where you were going with it. I remember we used to throw shit, but. One time I almost, like, killed him when I was putting a knife through the door because he was on the other side of the door. and the knife went like all the way through the door, and I didn't think it would. And like, that's why I got a big ass piece of duct tape on the door now, because that's where I almost killed a fear blade.
almost took his fedora off.
Hell yeah.
Tense fedora intensifies. Okay, let's see. All right. We'll talk more about that. Well, we got Lowndes County and Marengo House in Lawnsboro. The Marengo House was originally built in 1847 in Autauga County before being disassembled in 1854 and moved to its current location. It is now home to Lawnsboro Town Hall. The house is reportedly haunted by the spirit of an invalid woman who killed herself in the home in 1960s. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe she wasn't registered to vote or something.
Yeah, maybe a legal alien or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she claimed that, but they claimed to hear disembodied laughter. Apparently, it's funny. She killed herself to herself. I don't know. We never know, buddy. Now we got Macon County, Tuskegee Army Airfield, and Knott's. How do you say it, Brennan?
That would be Tuskegee.
No, no, the airfield. What's the city? It's not Natasauga or some shit. Natasauga.
That sounds right. Natasauga.
So the airfield built in 1941, shown above in the aerial view, was used to train the famous Tuskegee Airmen. It is reportedly haunted by the men killed during training. According to legend, people have heard the sounds of muffled explosions, screams, and voices. It is privately owned and closed to the public now. Motherfucker, they're blowing shit up over there. That's what's happening.
You know, that reminds me of the story I read not too long ago about this dude. He said one night he was traveling somewhere. I can't remember where this is at, but he pulls off the interstate off on this exit, but the exit's not like a paved exit. It just goes straight to a dirt road off of the interstate. And he goes down there, and he pulls in. So he stops by this McDonald's. He said this town was like fucking empty. Like, there wasn't even cars parked on the side of the road or nothing. Like, so he goes into the McDonald's, and there's only one person working in there, and the lights are off in the lobby. And he orders at the window, or goes in, orders, whatever. And, like, he said the cashier just looked really fucking, like, pissed off and annoyed. But anyways, he gets the food and shit, and he leaves, and he goes to the hotel. He goes in there and goes to get a room, and he says the person behind the counter was the same person that was the cashier in the fucking McDonald's. And he asked him about it. He was like, yeah, that was my brother, whatever. And he was like, well, fuck it. So he just went to sleep that night, woke up the next morning, went and got some more McDonald's breakfast, whatever. And it was the same fucking person there. And he was freaked out, so he just got on the road and left. And then when he left, he said there was like these big-ass fucking gates on the dirt road. They were like military-grade gates. And apparently somebody said that place was like a military training compound or whatever for like urban gunfights and shit. And I don't know, it's pretty fucking crazy. Like, a civilian just drove in that motherfucker and ordered McDonald's. Saw you cutting out a little bit.
Can you hear me all right now?
Yeah. All right, so. But no, this airfield, though, says it's privately owned. I'm pretty sure it's motherfuckers that just like, they're just blowing shit up, and the screams they're hearing is motherfuckers like, hell yeah, roll tide. And they hear fucking, sweet home, man. They hear that, just softly. Oh, fuck it. But, let's see. Now we got Madison County. Dead Children's Playground in Huntsville. That's a very explicit title. So, adjoining Huntsville's historic Maple Hill Cemetery is a playground that looks much like any other, featuring a swing set and slide. But this playground is different. Passerbyers often say that they can see the swings moving on their own volition, as well as orbs or spectral figures. Legends say the spirits of the children buried in cemetery founded in 1822 come there to play. Some also like to repeat the myth that children were buried in a playground following a series of abductions in the 1960s.
Damn.
Pretty dark.
So why don't they dig it up and see? Like, I mean, if I thought somebody was buried there, I'd dig it up.
Sure.
Or maybe the bodies are already recovered and there's nothing there.
Could be. I don't know. You know what always bothers me is people's like, there's this playground haunted, the swings move on their own, and like, it'll be windy as fuck outside, so we'll be like, look, the swings are moving.
Yeah, fucker, that's called motion. But yeah, it's fucking, I don't know, I mean, just about every playground they say is haunted, it's always the same thing, so it just makes you believe that it's not really haunted.
Yeah.
Like, it's always the same. It's never like...
They must shit their pants during a hurricane. They must think ghosts are, like, literally everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit, this big-ass ghost moving the trees. It's the ghost of Godzilla.
They called a preacher out there over there trying to do a fucking exorcism on Hurricane Katrina. It's coming right at him. He's over there fucking doing his little Lord's Prayer on the fucking hurricane. God damn. That'd be funny as shit, dude. But but yeah, so now we got Marengo County and Gainswood, Demopolis. I've been in Demopolis quite a few times.
Yeah.
I think Sawyer went with me one time and went and picked up this dog named Sheba.
Was that in Demopolis?
Yeah, that was Demopolis.
Damn.
So Sawyer's been in Demopolis as well.
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Good time. We had a good time that day, didn't we?
We did. Whatever happened to Sheba?
She had problems, dude. Every time we left the house, she'd tear up the whole fucking house, tear the blinds down. She'll chew up the fucking walls. So I gave her to my mom because I was just renting at the time. That dude was pissed. Like, he was like, God damn it. You didn't say you had a dog. And I was like, I'm sorry, bro. All I can say was my bad, bro, and you know he had to accept it. So,
house once when my mom was there, and she got really pissed about the dog getting in the house.
Yeah, that shit was pretty funny.
It pissed in the floor, I think.
Yeah, it pissed in the floor because she was screaming at it.
I think it went in there.
She was screaming at top of her lungs at that dog. She's like, "Get the fuck out!" And like the dog pissed. She's like, "She's fucking pissing." And so he's like, "Yeah, because you're screaming at her, mom."
I remember I was at your house looking for trailers on Craigslist after that.
Yeah, yeah. And you kept getting these. Let me tell this story. Hold on.
I remember that.
So him and his mom got an argument after that. And his dad come up there and, like, he got mad. And I don't know if he's mad at me or Sawyer. I don't know.
Smoking beer and drinking weed.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? He's like, he walked in and he's like, is that cigarette or weed? And I'm like, because Sawyer's got this cabin, so we was in the cabin, and fucking his dad came up there, and he's like, "I want y'all to clean this fucking place up," and I was like, "Yes, sir." You know, so we started cleaning it up, and then we left, and Sawyer came to my house, and we were sitting on the front porch at my house, and fucking. So he was looking up places to stay on Craigslist, and he kept finding places like, what about this one? And it was like some like troll ones, like saying, you don't got to pay me, we can just fuck and shit like that.
Yeah, I had a picture of the guy in like a bondage outfit is the thumbnail picture, like instead of a house.
And there was one, it was like, I'm not gay, but you know, I might stare at your cock or something. Like, it was just stupid shit like that. Like,
what do you think about this one, Justin?
And I read it, I was like, yeah, I don't know about that one, buddy. Man, you was determined, man. You was damn near on the verge about to go just live with some fucking weirdo. Just get out of your parents' house.
It's because a dog pissed in the kitchen.
Yeah. All hell broke loose. It was just the fucking end of days.
Dog pissed in the kitchen, and the next day, some guy staring at my cock.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a plus, man.
I guess.
Oh. So let's see. We got Marengo County, Gainswood, Demopolis. Legend says Evelyn Carter, the sister of a housekeeper, died on the grounds of Gainswood's plantation in the late 1800s. Because the ground was frozen at the time, she was placed in a coffin in the cellar. Soon the family heard the sounds of Evelyn playing in the piano down there and decided to send her body to Virginia to be buried in her family's cemetery. Reportedly, visitors to the home can still hear the sounds of the piano. Some have reported seeing the apparition of a woman rocking around the home. Huh. Mm. That's a big-ass house, though.
It looks like the White House.
Yeah. It's like fucking gigantic, dude. It's the kind of house you get lost in trying to just get a goddamn peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Fucking like Clue or some shit.
Yeah, just like some murder mystery is fixing to happen. You just wait for somebody to fucking die in their house.
Colonel Mustard with the dildo bat in the kitchen.
Dildo candlestick.
God damn. All right, so let's see. Now we're going to Marion County. Ooh, boys, I've been to Marion County quite a few times.
Yeah, and what is that, Burger King down there? That place fucking sucks.
I mean, I'm not going to say why I was down there, but I was down there usually picking up some marijuana and stuff like that. I went to they got like a little club down there, too. I went to it a few times, and it was all right. Just a bunch of old people, though, so I didn't have any good fun, you know? Anyways, so this is Marion County, ghost town of Pikeville. A ghost town in Marion County. I've never heard of that. This abandoned town is reportedly haunted by spirits of former residents. Pikeville was Marion County's first county seat, serving from 1820 to 1882. The courthouse burned in 1866 and was rebuilt. Jackson's Military Road passed through the town. Remnants of the town remain, including the courthouse shown above, two cemeteries, and the grave of unknown war of 1812 soldier. What? Oh, unknown war of 1812. So it was the war of 1812. He was just an unknown soldier.
Oh, okay.
I was like, they had.
Yeah, they worded out that a little differently.
Yeah. That's some cool. Secret war. Yeah. It's fucking but yeah, it's that's pretty cool. I didn't know there was a ghost town that close to back home. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, there's like just an empty ass fucking town all sitting off in the woods.
We should probably go check it out.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool for real. I'd like to go check that out.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get in there.
I don't know. I mean, would you go to jail for checking it out? Don't have any, you know, private property on there.
Yeah, no way they could stop you from going.
Well, they can, but this is America, so.
Well, I mean, if it was a town, you know, you'd think it'd be like public.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, technically, it's still a town. It's just a ghost town.
Just walk in there, and if the cops come over there, just be like, "I'm sorry, sir. I was just looking for the Dick Sporting Goods."
Heard y'all had a courthouse up here. I had to go to court. I got a speeding ticket. I get in there and ain't nobody fucking here, man. What kind of shit you got pulled? And I'm like, "What's the who gave you the ticket?" I show him. He's like, "Officer James Richard. That motherfucker's been dead since 1882." And I'm like, "What?"
Oh, like, God. Yeah.
I'm like, "What did he pull you over in?" I'm like, a fucking horse and buggy, dude. What do you think? He's like, "My God, you know what that means, son?" I'm like, "What?" "You got pulled over by a ghost."
To be continued.
Hell yeah.
Make a movie out of that.
Hell yeah, we could, boy. That's some good shit. That's a hood classic already. All right, so we got Marshall County up next. Whole Backstage Theater. God damn, the Whole Backstage. I'm just playing. That's the name of it. Boy, you can tell I'm a father. Father of four. Loves his children and his wife so dearly. All right.
Sure.
This is in Gunnersville. I've been there a few times to go fishing. But the historic rock building is said to be haunted by two ghosts. One of an older man whose spirit reportedly sets things on fire and slams doors. And one of a little boy whose laughter is heard throughout the theater. So let me ask you this. What's creepier to you guys? Like regular, like adult ghosts or children ghosts?
Oh, no. The adult one's the one that's setting shit on fire, is it not?
Well, I'm saying what's creepier just overall, like without that, just, you know, just if you had to see a ghost, which one would freak you out the most?
I mean, imagine like if you were in the woods at night, like if you saw a little girl in a white dress, would that be freakier than like an old dude in a business suit? Which one? I feel like the little girl would be scarier in that situation.
Yeah, or, you know, you see this little 3 foot tall, you know, or that 4 foot tall. see them in the woods, and, you know, it's a little kid and regular clothes, and then all off to the distance, you see this goddamn 8 foot tall, just dark shadow figure. I think the 8 foot tall motherfucker probably scared shit out of me more than anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be freaked out by both, but is the little kid trying to talk to me, or is it just passing by, or what's going on?
I feel like she'd probably just be standing there staring at you or some shit, or singing some Tiptoe Around the Roses bullshit.
Well, that'd be pretty creepy if it had like a song, like a theme song. Yeah, that'd be freaking weird.
Or she could just be like, I mean, if it was some little boy, he might be like flossing or some shit or playing Fortnite on his phone.
Walking around with a goddamn TV, like a PlayStation hooked up to his back.
Popping Tide Pods in his mouth.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. That's the shit.
My dream.
My guy used to be just like you. Then I wasn't. I lived. All right, so we got Mobile County. I thought we've already been. No, we went to Baldwin. That's right next.
Yeah.
So now we got Mobile County. The USS SSSSSS Alabama Mobile. I'm just playing. It's just the USS, and obviously it's in Mobile, Alabama. So late at night, people have reported hearing eerie footsteps echoing on the decks of the World War II era battleship USS Alabama. When they turn to look, nothing is there, at least nothing human. A shadow, a moan, a creak lead visitors to wonder if the five crew members who died in 1944 turret explosion are still on duty, refusing to let even death in their watch. For decades, even before the great ship's arrival in Mobile Bay in 1965, when she was established as a tourist attraction, people have reported hearing strange noises and seeing shadowy figures below decks. Now, I've never personally been to this, but you can just, like, go to this motherfucker. I mean, it's, you know.
Been moaning and shit on the door. Well, goddamn fucking seamen up here having fucking butt sex again. Somebody get them up.
Like, I see semen. It smells like pennies. Oh, God. No, but I know people that's been to this, and all they tell me is just hot as a motherfucker on it. They don't say they've seen anything, you know, but I guess, you know, who knows? I'm gonna talk to the mayor over here in Mobile, tell him I run a podcast, and bring him a lot of tourism if he lets me camp in it overnight just by myself. I mean, you know, with my crew, but and I bet he'll let me do it, man. He'll be like, oh, yeah. It's for a TV show. I'm like, podcast. Like, oh, so for a TV show?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what's that TV show? But, oh, that's tight, man. That's
Where's
tight.
The cameras?
Like, he's over like snorting a line of cocaine. I don't know who the fucking mayor of Mobile is, honestly.
Ain't no telling.
Look it up, Brennan.
Who's but,
I got you.
How many more counties we got?
Let's take a look, boys. We got
this is a rough estimate.
I would say man, I don't even know if we got enough for one more episode. It's close. I you know what? I think we can end it and have it there because we go from the M's to the S's. Well, we go from the M's to the R's, or sorry, P's to the R's, to the S's to the T's, and then that's it.
Well, I already know what Tuscaloosa County is going to be. So,
what, Bryce?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, are you ever been up there to Bryce?
I've never been. I've heard a lot of stories about it, mostly homeless people there.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty scary place. I only think like the building, the main building, is the scariest place. I think the scariest fucking place is that I don't know what it was. It kind of looks like an old school. I think somebody said it was like a nursing home or some shit. Yeah. But it's like when you pull up to the front of the building, you go to the left, and it circles all the way around, and then there's this place down there. But when you walk into that like retirement home place, whatever, it's like a really long fucking building, and there's like this hallway that just looks like it goes on forever down through there, and it's like dark at the end. That shit is scary.
That sounds pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would go there. I remember I tried to go one night, and we got stopped immediately.
Yeah.
Before we go in there, and then I mean, honestly, it's very fucking dangerous. So I completely understand why the city wouldn't want you to go in there. Like, that building's going to fall down pretty soon.
Well, that and, like, you know, I'm going to sound like a fucking boomer old person, but all the goddamn kids going in there having shaves, drinking, and, like, fucking shit up, you know, it's probably like another main thing.
I mean, if you have sex there, kudos to you. I tip my fedora. that place looks nasty as fuck, man. It looks like you just gonna roll around in some needles. You're gonna get up and have like eight of them poking in your fucking back. Oh, that was good, man. I feel lightheaded after that, babe. That was nice.
I always wanted to go into the basement. Like, on the right side of the building, there's this, like, outside staircase that goes under the building. But yeah, it's always full of water, and you can't get down in there. I want to go down there and see what's in that bitch.
I guarantee you see some weird shit down there if you hung out down there long enough.
Yeah.
Because it looks haunted.
I know me and, I guess I'll say C, me and C was running from the cops out there, and we got in that, I guess where they, like, incinerated the bodies. We got in them fucking furnaces, and we hid in them bitches.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The and cops were, like, chasing you on foot in there?
No, they were driving. They weren't chasing us. I don't think they ever seen us, but they were driving around the building, and we hopped into them furnaces to what hide from them.
On while you were in it.
That'd be some fucked up shit.
That's like something out of a movie.
Yeah, Brendan's over like, hey guys, I found a generator, and he cuts it on.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, I guess we're gonna end it there on Mobile County. I think that's a good enough spot to stop because I know where we stopped at and everything. So. And we should have just enough for one more episode, but we'll see what happens. So this will be, what, number 3? So, yeah, we'll make it 4 episodes, and then we're going to move to Alaska. Now, Alaska does not have counties, so I did my research into that. So we're just going to try to get a bunch of ghost stories from Alaska and just try to read those.
Yeah.
And, we'll go from there. So, but so, if you got any stories or pictures or videos you want us to check out, or, you know, tell us, you know, go fuck ourselves or anything, we got a Gmail you can gladly do that with. It's Ghost Bros Podcast, GHOSTBROSPODCAST Just in case any of you motherfuckers are illiterate. I can't even say that fucking word.
Mother, Boquette. Fucking Boquette.
I'm not illiterate. I just don't know how to pronounce shit.
That's still illiterate.
Well, Brennan, you got a big target on your back, buddy. Big target. I'd watch your mouth, motherfucker. I know where you live, and I can just say that whenever I want and leave it in the episode.
Yeah.
What are you going to do then? You're going to hop in your fucking little CIA van, and you're going to go across country to fucking Arizona next?
I'm going to go to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you want to go to Mexico?
It's a safe place.
Oh, sure.
you might as well go to North Korea, because I know who you voted for. You don't fool me. I'm just playing.
I don't care. Bob, you're out.
But nah, seriously though, you know, send us some shit. Appreciate you guys listening and everything, and we'll be back on Wednesday night with our long story, so I guess just look forward to that. You know, I'm seriously saying this, I'm not down on ourselves, but if this podcast is the only thing you guys are looking forward to, I'll pray for you. That's not a life, I'll tell you that right now. But all right, I guess that's gonna be it for today, fellas.
Well, hey, thanks for letting me be on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll start getting more guests on the podcast too.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
but all right, man, well, I'll see y'all later.
All right, we really gotta work on our outro, but all right,
yeah, we do.
See ya.